121. I believe that's "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock." That's where God told Moses to hide. And he would cover him with his hand. No, that was
320.
It's 320. And then the Lord put Moses to higher ground.
320. Thank you. Hallelujah. The Lord's going to continue His good work in our lives tonight. And so let's expect right from the start Jesus to have His way. Praise God. Sunday night meetings taking place in their home church. Raise your hand. That's good. That's a good percentage. Maybe most of you are from the same church. So that doesn't really count. But you know, that's a dying thing. We find in our neighborhood, there aren't too many churches. There's a church that has over 20,000 members, but they don't have a Sunday night service. And I often think, it's supposed to be the Lord's day, not the Lord's morning. It's a good habit to get into, to get out to God's house in the morning and then take care of things so that you can get out there again in the evening. Those evening services are especially precious to us in Canarsie. We don't have to make so many announcements. The service is a little bit less structured. We can just be there to enjoy Jesus, wait upon Him. And He meets us in such wonderful ways. I wouldn't want to give up those Sunday night meetings for anything. And let's pray for our home churches tonight again. God will bless all those that gather. and that God will manifest himself and strengthen that which he has wrought. You know, we don't want to lose the things that God has done for us, but we need God to strengthen them in our lives. And he does that when we come together in his house. You know, when Jesus said, "Why is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business, or that I must be in my Father's house?" I thought, you know, that would be good to put on my answering machine on a Sunday. How is it that ye sought me? Don't you know I'm supposed to be in my Father's house? I called someone recently, and all they said was, "Leave a message." And I laughed, because that's really all you need to say. But where would someone be looking for you on a Sunday? Would they know, "Oh, it's 10 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Of course, they're at church. It's 7 in the evening. Of course, they're in the meeting. It's Sunday, it's the Lord's Day. They're in the house of God, worshiping him." Well, you have to practice that if you're going to get that reputation. But I think it means something to the Lord when we put him first like that. Now, there are some that can't get out to God's house, and God understands all of that, I'm sure. But we need to make an effort. I don't know that everyone that stays home on Sunday night is having their own prayer meeting. Maybe around the television set. Praying for their favorite team to win, maybe. You know, I don't know what people do and why the kids can't get their homework done in the afternoon or the day before. They have to do it Sunday night. You know, it really boils down to, a lot of it boils down to no hunger for God. If you're really hungry for the Lord, you'll get there. You'll get to God's house as often as you can. You'll make that extra effort to get things done, and you'll get out there. It's that way at Pilgrim Camp, too. You know, we can put bathrooms in every cabin. We can redo the cabins. We can even have air conditioning. Is that going to make people come? It's going to make it more comfortable for those that do. But if you really want to be here and you really want to seek the Lord, those things don't matter all that much. But we're certainly glad that the Lord has provided them for us. And that just makes us want to stay longer once we get here. Praise God. And so I guess the real need is that God will put a real hunger in our hearts for Jesus. And that we'll want to come together as often as we can to be in his presence, seek his face. You ever come to meeting with that, "Lord, what are you going to say to me tonight? How are you going to meet me tonight? Who are you going to use?" We ought to come with that faith and with that excitement, that expectation. And when we do, God doesn't disappoint us. And so let's ask the Lord to strengthen our hunger for Christ, and then also to create hunger in other hearts. Jesus is really hungry and thirsty for us, and any hunger that we have for him is just a little taste of his great desire over us. And when I think of it that way, "Lord, I desire you," but that's just very small in comparison to how much you desire me. When I think about how much he desires to have me, to spend time with me, to fill my life with himself, well, that makes me only want him more. And so, Lord, we do pray that you will put hunger into the hearts of all of your people, and we pray that in our own lives that you will make it all that it ought to be. Thank you that you have brought us here at this time and given us these wonderful opportunities to seek your face, to be in your presence, to learn of you. And Lord, we just pray that you will strengthen that which you have wrought for us. We've seen hunger wane in the lives of people. There was a time when they were more hungry for the Lord, and now they're not as interested. Other things have taken up their attention and filled their hearts and minds. And Lord, we know that we're all in danger of that, but that you keep the fire burning in our hearts. And so, Lord, we thank you for any desire that we have for you. We know you have put it there, and we know it's your intention to strengthen and satisfy it. And so we pray that you'll bless tonight here in this meeting. We pray that you'll bless down in the village and in the cottage. Lord, thank you for meeting us in the morning. Thank you for that sweet manifestation of your presence that came to us, Lord. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for you, Jesus. Those are the moments that we hunger for in these meetings. Oh, Lord, we'd love to hear a good sermon and good testimonies and good music. All of these things have their place. But how empty and dry they would be if it wasn't for that life-giving stream of the Holy Spirit flowing in our midst. And so, Lord, let that stream flow throughout the camp tonight, down in the village in that meeting tonight. Move by your Spirit. Let the girls experience Jesus, be made aware that he's right there with them. Get lost in his love. Do it for those cottagers, those little ones. Lord, they can know the love of Jesus. Their hearts can be touched. They can weep in his presence and reach out for him. And Lord, we know that that's what the counselors are praying for, that they themselves want that. And so we pray with them that tonight you'll have your way in this camp, Lord, and put your seal of blessing upon this day for us so that we'll be prepared for tomorrow as you continue your good work. Bless our home churches, Lord. Thank you for those that have Sunday night meetings and take advantage of opportunities to gather together, Lord. We pray that you'll bless those that come out. We pray that you'll meet them. Let no one be disappointed, Lord, but let everyone know that it was good to be in the house of God and that they've met Jesus tonight and he's done a precious work, something that they would have missed if they had not made the effort. And then, Lord, we pray that others will become more and more dissatisfied with the husks that the world offers, these natural things that really don't amount to anything when Jesus is offering himself to us, Lord. Jesus, somehow open their eyes, open their hearts, and draw them by your Spirit, Lord. Jesus, we know that you are wanting to press your bride closer to yourself. And Jesus, we pray that you'll find a response in our hearts. Put it there by the Holy Ghost, we pray. Bless every minister, every gathering tonight, Lord. And let Jesus be glorified in all that's said and done. We thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. I think there's another verse here for to sing. Verse 4 of 3:20.
When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation is wonderful now. I'll shout with a million times. He hides my soul in the cloud of God.
the Lord. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. Let us bless his name. Closely hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here.
You can touch him tonight, hallelujah, by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, we do, Lord. We reach out. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
these songs. I love that we memorize them. You sing them enough, they get into you. Some of you know that I have a part-time job at BJ's. And when I go into the back room, I have to pass the deli counter. And I look up and I see number 40, waiting for a pound of bologna. And right away I think, number 40, my Jesus, I love thee. So I sing that. And then I come back and I look and it's number 42. And I think of another song. And it helps to keep me in touch with the Lord all day long. And then when we get to number 365, I think, that poor customer. They're going to be there all day. Anyway, you know, these songs help us to keep in touch with the Lord, don't they?
Amen.
You sing them, you know, maybe they're a chorus, might not come from the hymn book, might not be number 40. But, you know, God has given us songs to help us to keep in His presence. And that makes a big difference in your life. You might not even feel that anything's happening, but just you're directing yourself to Jesus while you're working, thinking about Him. You're just keeping yourself in that place. The Holy Spirit is keeping you in the place where God is working and where the touch of God can rest upon your life. So when you talk to that person or when this thing comes up, the Lord's there to help you, to give you the words, to give you the grace that you need. I'm glad that we don't have to just meet Jesus on the Lord's Day, whether it's just morning, evening, or both. But I'm glad that, you know, when Monday comes around, I say, now I can have Jesus with me today too. I need that. I can't wait till next Sunday. Going to church once a week makes one week, right? Or something like that. So, number 40, let's sing the last verse of that. And then if you have something on your heart, feel free in this meeting. That's what's wonderful about the camp meetings, that others can minister. And we can say our part and just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'd like to hear you. I hear a lot of myself, but I'd like to hear your voice and what God is doing in your life and what's precious to you. Some are leaving soon, and maybe you want to take an opportunity to thank God for what He's done for you and make us to know how we can pray for you as you go back home. Okay, number 40, still in the same key.
In mansions of glory and endless delight, my ever-worthy Redeemer, so
inspiration. 406, I think?
403.
403, huh? Boy, I need a little rest and I'll get back on track. Okay. 403. Serve the Lord? It's impossible to serve the Lord, the Bible tells us.
Was it Moses or Joshua that told the people to serve the Lord? And they said, we will. And he said, you can't. Well, that was strange. He's telling them to serve the Lord, and then when they say they will, he says, you can't. But he wanted them to know you can't, but he can. He can keep you. And that's what we have to learn. We have to learn how to trust Jesus to keep us, to go before us, and to hold us in the palm of his hand. And it's good when we say, Jesus, I can't serve you as I ought to. I don't have what it takes, but you are able to make me stand and to keep me close to yourself and to perfect that which you've begun in me. And Lord, I'm just going to trust you to do it. He even helps us to do that. And so, Lord, we thank you for bringing Mary to camp. We thank you for these precious girls that you've given to her, Lord, and your hand upon their lives. And Lord, we thank you for all that you have invested in Mary over the years. We thank you for a praying family. We thank you for the work that you have done in her heart as a young child and into her teens, Lord. And Jesus, we are believing that you are going to revive your work in her. We pray, Lord, that you are going to reveal yourself to her in a new way. And Lord, that all these things that she's heard over the years will become real and precious to her as never before. And Lord, we pray that you'll enable her to get her eyes off of herself and her circumstances and get such a sight of Jesus, Lord. Shine so brightly in her heart that she'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is with her and God is going to carry her all the way through. And he's going to make something even more beautiful out of this life than she could ever imagine, as a reflection of his glory and all for his honor. Lord, bless her tonight, we pray. Jesus, you brought her here in these days. And Lord, we pray that as she goes back home, that she will somehow recognize that things are different, that Jesus is with her, and that he is going to help her in all these things that concern her. He's going to give her wisdom and guide her. He's going to work in others, and he's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, that's our prayer for her. You make a way for her to continue following you, serving you, loving you. And Lord, we pray that it'll spill over into her children's life. Oh God, we pray that you'll make her the godly mother that they need, the example and the inspiration that as people have prayed for her, that you will enable her now to pray for those, the precious ones that you have given her. Because she knows that God is real, and she knows what God has done for her. Jesus, bless her tonight, we pray. We thank you for all that you're doing, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We believe in you for it, and we praise you ahead of time for the great things that you're doing. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We have to get to that place. Oh, we just get desperate for Jesus. And we know that we can't serve him unless he enables us. And so we lean harder on him. And the harder we lean on him, the more we discover how faithful and able he is. Praise God. For he is able, he's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able. Carry me through. For he is able, he's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He healed the brokenhearted. He set the captive free. He healed the sick, raised the dead, and walked the troubled sea. For he is able, he's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.